Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was snow on the way. We talked to some shoppers at a hardware store in Fort Worth who were trying to weatherize their homes.
So I'm here to pick up sealant to go around the doors and windows and foam.
Moved into a home with a fireplace recently, and we just started using it.
So he was buying firewood. He says that'll save money on heat, but also gives his family a fail-safe in case we have a problem with the grid.
Of course, the winter storm could have an impact on power lines. Grant Cruz from Oncor says they've got a system in place to detect any outages, but if your power goes out, you still need to tell them.
So getting in touch with us through things like My Oncor Alerts, being able to talk to us through the app, and then we also have options on stormcenter.oncor.com, where you can also report an outage.
They're also coordinating with ERCOT and other power companies to answer any problems that come up.
With ERCOT issuing a weather watch in response to the freezing conditions this week, some are thinking about Winter Storm Uri and the power grid.
The watch runs until Friday due to expected higher demand for electricity and potential for lower reserves. Ed Herz, energy expert from the University of Houston, worries that while more wind turbines and solar paneling, as well as batteries, have been installed in the state since 2021's Winter Storm Uri, it's still not going to be enough.
We don't have enough batteries to get us through the night. The coal power plants are more than 55 years in age, and on average, the natural gas power plants average more than 30 years in age. They're prone to breaking down, even if they have been weatherized.
He fears blackouts should anything like Uri happen again. ERCOT says they do not expect any energy emergencies and claim power plants across the state have been weatherized to withstand such cold conditions. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Road crews in Dallas putting in a lot of OT over the next few days.
Dallas says it can make 20,000 gallons of brine a day. And Transportation Director Gus Concarly says they've already spread 12,000 gallons.
We are focused on the major thoroughfares. We've already started pre-treating the roadways.
Public Works' Tia Richardson says Dallas Water Utilities is also providing some help.
We have about 50 trucks ready and loaded to go. We'll be ready. We'll start our 12-hour shifts.
Ken Carley says they're focused on those big roads and intersections, along with routes to fire stations and hospitals. He says the best plan is to stay home. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also happening today in California, they're dealing with a different type of weather problem. High winds contributing to a major wildfire near L.A. Deborah Bergman lives in the Pacific neighborhood, says conditions are bad.
All the way down towards the ocean, just pockets of flame and fire and smoke.
The fire exploded in size this afternoon, going from 20 to 200 acres in just 1 hour.
4:33.
CBS News special report. The casket of former President Jimmy Carter is now in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where family and dignitaries are attending a memorial ceremony. Senate Chaplain Barry Black.
We thank you for the inspiration of a consequential and laudable life as we celebrate the legacy of James Earl Carter, Jr., the 39th President of the United States.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune also addressed the gathering.
I rejoice in the thought that he, together with his beloved wife, Rosalynn, is now before the face of his father.
After the service, Carter will lie in state there in the Capitol Rotunda as members of Congress pay their respects. Later, the public will be allowed in. Carter's funeral will be held Thursday at the National Cathedral. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Wallace.
The next president wants to make a big change that could affect Texas. He doesn't like Gulf of Mexico.
So we're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate.
Georgia's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she has instructed her staff to start drafting a bill to actually change the name of the Gulf.
I know winter is coming by one thing, and it happens to do in the with the newsroom.
Is it David Rankin wearing
That's right.
long
if,
pants?
If he wears long pants, I know things are about to get real. He wears shorts every other day, unless it is really cold. And he comes in about an hour, so
but
we'll let you know.
The thing is, you need to know about the pants that he wears. They have the zip-off legs.
Yeah, so that's cheating.
If it warms up a little, he can turn them into shorts.
He's like a Chippendales dancer, just rips those things off.
Basketball player.
Let's go. All right, that's the PG version, yeah.
Weather is at the top of the news today, and that other voice you hear, that is our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, in studio with us right now. As we talk about what's to come for the rest of this week, it's cold now. It's going to be cold all week, but now... As I mentioned earlier, it's all about that line that divides rain and snow. Where is that line going to fall by Tuesday, by Thursday?
You want to know where it fell this morning at 5 a.m.?
All right, hit it.
South of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which puts us in a 3 to 5 inch snow swath.
Okay.
Do you know where the line is now?
And they've moved it.
And now I'm moving it north. This pretty much right across Dallas and Fort Worth. That's going to be the rain, snow line. Maybe some wintry mix initially from Dallas and Fort Worth. And then snow totals, some couple of the most reliable winter weather models, the medium range models, has zero snow for Dallas and Fort Worth and has 3 to 5 along the Red River and about 1 to 3 from Decatur to Denton to McKinney. Now, we're still 36 to 40 hours away.
So that'll change again.
It'll change again.
This is a big disappointment now because I was ready to
for a foot of snow,
take a garbage can lid up to Flagpole Hill.
I just invested in some skis and everything.
Yeah, we had a walkover bridge up there in North Dallas there at Farmers Branch that we used to slide down over your kids in the late 70s. So, you know, it's so many variables if you're new to North Texas have to come into place. And temperatures at the surface need to be at or below freezing for things to stick, right? And then temperatures from where we're standing up to cloud base, which could be up to 5,000-10,000 feet depending on the level of the clouds. That temperature profile has to be below freezing from ground to cloud to get all snow. If we get what's called a warm nose of air, which now the model data are starting to see, get up into the 5,000 to 7,000 foot range, it melts the snow, and then if it has time to refreese on the way down, we get sleet. Those little balls that bounce off your top of your hood of your car. And right now, that warm nose may be thicker and not as thin, and that may keep the rain falling across Dallas and Fort Worth and points south during the entirety of the event. That's what some couple of the reliable models are showing, but things can change. The speed of the system as well. It's slowing it down a little bit. That allows this Arctic air to modify before Friday.
It's all about the timing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So just you got to stay tuned. I mean, things are going to change between now and Thursday morning.
And I noticed you have a cinematographer in here with you this morning.
Yeah, Jared, our wonderful board operator in the morning hours. He's awesome, and he was nice enough to film this. Just we want to give everybody a glimpse of,
what
you know.
This? Are we going to throw this on social media then?
Yeah, it's live right now.
Oh, we're live.
All right.
Hold on.
He offered you a beanie to make you look a little bit more presentable.
Lastly, guys, I do want to mention that winter storm watch, meaning conditions are favorable for winter precipitation, stretches all the way down to Hillsboro. That'll turn into a winter storm warning. And those southern counties, I bet, will be cropped. I think Dallas and Fort Worth towards the Red River may be kept in a winter storm warning starting tomorrow that will last through Thursday and most of Friday. But, again, things can change. We'll have updates as conditions warm.
And Danny, he'll be on top of it right up until we get into Thursday.
So we can get zero snow or a foot of snow.
That's exactly right.
Basically, that's it.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
We may all be using them in a few years. What we're talking about are the items on display at the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which begins today. It is underway. Luke Sloan, he's a reporter with our sister station WWJ in Detroit. He is at the show this year. His station had it in the budget, since I wouldn't have minded a trip
to Vegas. Come on.
Right? So Luke's at the show this year, and he joins us right now. Luke?
Clouds are parting here in Vegas. It's going to be a very busy day, and already seen lots of people walking up and down the streets, so very exciting stuff.
Never sleeps in Vegas.
Never.
How do they set this up? I mean, is it spread out over several buildings, several casinos? You know, how does it work?
This is my first CES experience, and I've been enjoying it so thoroughly so far. And I don't think I understood the exact scale of what we're looking at. I expected maybe the convention center to be full and a couple of hotels, but it is literally taking over all corners of the city from the far south end of the strip at Mandalay Bay all the way north to the convention center, which, by the way, is massive. Comparing it to our convention center in downtown Detroit, it's 6 or 7 times that size. Hotels like Aria, Mandalay Bay, the Venetian, these exhibits and these speakers are spread out all up and down the strip. So you watch people walk up and down with their credentials up and down the strip. The scale of the show and this being the world's largest of its kind is really easy to pick up on.
You know, every year at one of these things, something is kind of bigger than everything else that everybody wants to see. Is there something like that this year?
It's easy to say artificial intelligence, because I know that it's starting to slowly, maybe some will say, invade all corners of our lives. People who are advocates for it will say it's starting to enhance all corners of our lives. But that is one of the main themes this year, artificial intelligence use in the home, in your car, in the office. Another interesting thing, we're hearing a lot of buzz, and I saw this in the media previews yesterday that I was part of. They're saying that 2025 could be the biggest year for robots walking around at CES. So those are two of just a couple of the major things. But I think a lot of people see a show like this, and they might think, oh, computer chips and fancy software. But there are so many very useful home appliances, so many innovations that we'll use in our cars here in the very near future. You know, Consumer Electronics Show in the acronym, it truly is dialed toward the consumer, because yes, there are a lot of industry leaders here and there are a lot of, you know, big fancy keynote speeches, but some of this stuff we're going to be seeing in our homes, not just in a matter of months, but maybe weeks.
See, the thing about robots is you can tell they're robots now, but in 10 years you might not be able to.
Oh, hey, yeah. Buddy, help me out here.
A little bizarre to see them walking around too. I walked in the convention center yesterday and saw people controlling robots up and down the halls of the convention center and through the exhibits. Definitely a sight to behold.
So you had mentioned to me, we spoke earlier, sleep technology is something that we're going to see a little bit of this year. Tell us about that.
I got a great presentation yesterday from the National Sleep Foundation, and I think this is one of those really practical uses of technology that we're seeing on display. The National Sleep Foundation has got apparently their biggest ever contingent this year at CES, and you think about sleep, it's something we all need more of, and including myself, especially during busy weeks like this. Things like really advanced earplugs that you can put in, not necessarily in their noise blocking out technology, but in terms of comfort as you sleep. I saw some very interesting blackout shades that were on display yesterday as well, and the National Sleep Foundation says that they're looking to tap more into technology when it comes to treating sleep disorders as well. I think it's perfect because I talk to you guys here in the morning, and as we all think about, oh, what would have liked an hour of sleep more last night, that's something that's definitely on display fully this year, maybe more than in years past.
And security advances as well. What are we seeing there?
It's definitely beefed up. We've been reporting, all of us, from coast to coast, whether it be you guys in Dallas-Fort Worth or us in Detroit, about the terror attack in New Orleans on New Year's, and also the attack that was here in Las Vegas also within the week. There's been a stepped up police presence really all up and down the strip, not just at the convention. I decided to be a little tourist on my first day in town and went and took in the Las Vegas Raiders game and walked up and down the strip and poked my head in a couple of casinos. A little bit more police presence at the doors of those venues. And in terms of at the CES venues themselves, all full metal detectors, bag checks for everyone. The security lines have been pretty long so far. With this being an international event, we're talking about 80,000 plus people attending at all these various venues up and down the strip. And they've told us, you know, that they've made further enhancements since last week events. And I think you can definitely see them.
Good enough. And true to form, the Raiders lost, right?
Yeah, 34-20.
Yes, they did lose. Beautiful venue, though. Still, seeing professional sports in Las Vegas, still a little bit bizarre, but I'd say they did it pretty well.
But you know what? You get to go home and enjoy the Lions. You get one
hey,
when this
that's
is
right.
over.
That's all you care about.
That's right. Enjoy the Lions, I will. It was Sunday when I went to the game, obviously, and I was wearing wearing some Lions gear to the game, and I got plenty of Go Lions as I was walking around town.
Everybody's a fan. The nation is rooting for them now.
Everyone wants the Lions. That's right. They are America's team now.
Temporarily.
We will take all the support because we like to play a good brand of football, and we like to have fun, so I think everyone can get behind that.
Luke, listen, we appreciate it and hope to talk to you again before the week is over. That is Luke Sloan with our sister station WWJ up in Detroit at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.